father of the teen found stuffed in a barrel has spoken out, and the boomers say they're still shaken up following a violent brawl in the Philippines. Hi, I'm Luke Buffayar. A female motorcyclist has been killed and her male passenger injured in a crash south of Gympie. Police believe the 30-year-old woman lost control of her bike and struck an embankment on the Old Bruce Highway at Coles Creek just before 6 last night. She died at the scene while a 38-year-old man suffered chest and arm injuries and was taken to Gympie Hospital in a stable condition. The father of slain Brisbane schoolgirl Larissa Balbi has spoken publicly for the first time. Here's Courtney Becht.
The 16-year-old's body was found stuffed inside a barrel on the back of a ute south of Brisbane last week. 34-year-old Zlatko Sikorski has been charged with murder, torture, deprivation of liberty and interfering with a corpse over her death. Larissa's father, Peter Balbi, has told Nine he can't believe what's happened.
I just don't know how to get my head around it. It breaks my heart.
Meantime, police are calling for fresh information about a vehicle of interest, a 2014 silver Holden Commodore sedan with a sunroof.
The Australian basketball team has arrived home in Melbourne following Monday night's wild brawl during a World Cup qualifier against the Philippines. In an impromptu press conference, Boomers assistant coach Luke Longley has condemned the actions of the Filipino team and their coach.
Those are the sorts of images that you hope you never see. One guy lying on the ground covering up his head and being kicked and beaten by the other team's players and officials and guys from the crowd. It was horrifying.
A number of Australian and Filipino players and officials are facing serious sanctions, including possible lifetime bans. Well, international researchers have mapped the koala's full genetic sequence, but the hard work is far from over. University of the Sunshine Coast researchers were instrumental in the genome project. USC Professor of Microbiology Peter Timms says the koala is quite a unique organism and they've got a lot more questions to answer.
Koalas have a good sense of smell. There's 400 different eucalypts and they can clearly tell the differences between them and they clearly tell the ones they like and they don't like. And so we don't have the answer to how a koala's nose is so good at smelling, but there'll be a group that's, I think, going to be based in Europe somewhere that's going to probably look at the genome sequence to try and answer that.